It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with a Spanish professor at Lawrence University in Appleton. Rosa Tapia begins a four-year term as the national leader in the evaluation of the College Board's Advanced Placement Spanish exam, overseeing scoring of Spanish language proficiency for hundreds of thousands of high school seniors who take this AP exam. You can be part of the discussion, calling in with a question, sharing comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Rosa, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So as a leader of the College Board's AP Spanish program, how well do AP courses in high school translate to college-level education?
From my perspective as a professor, they translate very well. The exam that I oversee is equivalent to an intermediate level college course in Spanish, just to give you that example that I know very well. And so when students get credit through their score in the AP exam, we know exactly where to place them. We know exactly what credit to give them. And we know exactly what they can do in the classroom. So we can tailor our own courses to match and meet them where they already are.
Can you give us a glimpse inside your world? Like, what is the job of the chief reader in the AP Spanish exam?
Well, the main responsibility is to oversee the scoring, the evaluation of those hundreds of thousands of exams that you talked about. So that involves working with a large team of like almost 1,500 educators from high school and college from across the country, from over 1,000 institutions, and get them to score as a single person and to, you know, do the training and make it all happen over the course of 1 week to make sure that all students get their fair score and their chance to get the credit they need for college.
How do you ensure the consistency that the fair and valid scoring, you know, when there are hundreds of AP readers scoring the exam?
It's a challenging process, but it's very well thought out and very detailed. And it includes a pretty prolonged training and aspect to make sure that our evaluators feel well prepared to do their job.
Is there ever debate over what should be in the exam?
Always, you know, with teachers, we love to debate. So there's obviously thousands of educators teaching the course across the country. So they have input in terms of what goes into the course. And there's a team of educators developing the course itself, as well as the exam. So there's always debate behind what should be in it, how it should evolve to make sure that we are up to date with what, you know, our expectations are of students, in this case, in the study of Spanish language and its cultures.
I wonder, too, if there is debate over how do you know when a question is scorable and it's something that is clear for the student taking the test?
We can't imagine. I think you can't imagine how long, you know, those debates are. We do dwell on those topics. We make sure that all voices are included. It's an inclusive process here to make sure that we hear from a variety of teachers from a variety of backgrounds, as well as schools, to make sure that those questions are well designed so that they are fair and they can measure what they want to measure of students' abilities.
So stepping back into the world we live in, the census estimates roughly 5% of Wisconsin residents speak Spanish at home. How do you develop an AP Spanish program that caters to native and non-native speakers?
In my opinion, you hit it on the nail. That's one of the most challenging and beautiful parts of this exam. As you know, Spanish is the second language of communication and business in the U.S. with more than 50 million speakers in the country. So that means that more than half of the test takers of this exam have a personal or family connection to the language. Mm. So the challenge here is to design an exam that is fair for them and also for students who are taking Spanish only in school as a second language. So the course is an interdisciplinary course in which students study topics related to family and communities, personal and public identities, beauty and aesthetics, science and technology, contemporary life, and global challenges. So as you can see, a very interdisciplinary curriculum that is studied in the context of Spanish cultures outside of the U.S. and in the U.S. in a way that is appealing to both speakers of Spanish, who practice the language or get to hear it at home, as well as those who only get to experience it in the classroom. So we want to make sure that the exam captures their experience in the course as well.
Seems like a very holistic approach. Rosa Tapia with a Spanish professor at Lawrence University and leader of the College Board's AP Spanish program for your term is now underway. You can join in the conversation at any point with your question, your comments at 800-642-1234. Rosa, there are reports that Chippewa County and other western parts of the state, they struggle to provide in-person interpreters for court hearings. How big is the need in Wisconsin for Spanish interpreters?
That's not my field of expertise. I often act as the intermediary between the services, that provide interpreters who are recruiting college students because the need is so high. So that's my only experience of this issue. So that, because of the types of requests that I get a sense that it's high, but I'm not knowledgeable enough to be able to speak to the issue.
Perhaps looking at it this way, though, does learning Spanish open up job opportunities for your students?
Oh, for sure. I can't speak to that. In fact, a lot of our graduates who either major or minor in Spanish or even just take, a few courses in Spanish, reach out later in life. They get back to us and say that, it was Spanish what got me my first job or, foot in the door. Like I said, with Spanish being the second language of communication and business, that's not surprising.
What do AP exams in Spanish open up for students? What do they enable them to do, for the rising college student?
Well, AP exams in general are a great incentive just to apply to college, which is a huge thing in itself. So there's research that shows that students who take from like 1 to 2 AP courses have higher graduation rates in college, and their performance is better during their first year in college. And there's data to support this. So this can also have a financial impact because, it'll be lowering their overall debt. So what we know is that students perform, first of all, they are encouraged to go to college. They perform better while they're there, and they graduate on time, more so than students who don't take AP classes. So that's one of the incentives for us educators to become involved with the program.
How can students practice Spanish outside the classroom? What do you suggest to your students?
So many ways nowadays. students ask me all the time. So I always get back to them with the question, so what do you do for fun? What do you read for fun? What do you listen for fun in terms of music or podcasts or what do you watch for fun? And when they tell me, I'm like, well, you can do the same, but in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So there's so much entertainment, so many materials nowadays that are accessible, widely accessible for everyone. So it's just a matter of finding that time to do what you like to do for fun. It's just by, committing to doing it in that other language that you want to practice.
I wonder, what is your take on apps like Duolingo and are students on their phones to learn a language?
I think they're a great way to get started with the language. I've used them myself for French, for example, to just review some basic concepts. So I think that as you are starting to become acquainted with the language, they're a great resource because you can do it at any point during your day. As your knowledge of the language gets more advanced, it's probably not enough. At that point, you probably need some kind of formal instruction or make sure that you have those opportunities to practice with actual people, right? Because learning a language is a social activity.
you know, part of your 4-year term involves, as I understand it, mentoring the next chief reader, mentoring the person who will replace you. How do you approach that? What will be your words of advice to mentoring someone to be the chief reader?
The process of selecting the next chief reader, it's a multi-year process. Hmm. So usually you select someone who's already part of your team. So someone who's already a question leader or an exam leader or someone who already holds a position of responsibility in the process and knows parts of it. And essentially you can get a slate of possible candidates at the end. And there's a team of people from the educational testing services side of things and the College Board side of things who select the final candidate who gets to shadow the current chief reader for a year and gets to see all the different parts of the process going from selecting and applicants who want to become AP readers to sitting in the development committee that develops the exam, as well as overseeing all of the different parts of the reading, which involves, you know, all the logistical aspects of it, like, of, you know, what do we need materially? How many people do we need it? And how do we get it done?
Rosa, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Rosa Tapia is a Spanish professor at Lawrence University in Appleton, leader of the College Board's AP Spanish program. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.